From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Scotiabank and the Dollar a Day Foundation are opening their pockets with donations to the Living Space Homeless Shelter. Executive Director Jason Cerita says it's getting $50,000 to buy a new van for its outreach team and $25,000 a year for 3 years towards the team's work.
Those are the red shirts that you see walking around the downtown, connecting with people who might be sleeping outside, who might be sleeping in bank vestibules, and also doing that sharps collection that we do throughout the community to keep it safe and clean.
Cerita says the van will help the outreach team increase its reach and do its work in warmth and safety, especially in winter. The Porcupine Health Unit is holding steady at 2,186 COVID-19 cases and 12 currently active. It has no new cases and none resolved to report today. The Canadian Institute for Health Information estimates that the first three waves of the pandemic pushed medical costs in Canada up almost $1 billion, and that doesn't include Quebec. The Institute says the cost of treating a COVID-19 patient averages more than $23,000, four times more than someone suffering from influenza. For those in intensive care, the average price tag is $50,000 for coronavirus patients, six times higher than that of someone who suffered a heart attack. All these numbers don't include the cost of doctors who are treating the patients. The Institute says figures from the fourth wave, which began in the spring, should be available in December. Federal party leaders are getting ready to square off in tonight's English language debate. Last night in French, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau, Conservative head Erin O'Toole, the NDP's Jagmeet Singh, Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanchet, and Annemie Paul from the Green Party spent 2 hours fielding questions. They covered issues like the rising cost of living, the COVID-19 pandemic, government spending, and relations with Indigenous people. We head to the polls in 11 days. Neither City Hall or Service Timmins is the place to register to vote in that election. They've both been receiving inquiries. The place to go is the Elections Canada office in the 101 Mall or elections.ca. But before you do that, wait until your mail arrives tomorrow. Voters' cards are set to be delivered by then. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.